fucking shut up.
To you or to me?
Welcome back. This is episode 15 of Not So Sober Thoughts. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for always tuning in. Mm-hmm. And Amanda,
yeah,
do you got some current events for us?
Yeah, girl,
today?
I do.
Shoot.
So, you guys, with episode 15 comes a great loss.
Prince
died this past Thursday due to medical.
He had the flu for like a week, and then he just keeled over and croaked.
Yeah, they said that they don't know. They said they ruled out suicide.
I know
already.
I already know.
What?
Let's just go back to like episode 10. Illuminati confirmed.
God. True.
They took down Whitney, Michael,
but Prince.
David Bowie, Prince.
But what did Prince do that they would be like, I guess he was gonna want. Oh.
I don't know. He was the king of shade, though. I was watching some videos this past
week. Yeah.
And just, he was just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just didn't care. Yeah, honestly, no cares in the world. He was just like, this is how I feel.
Yeah, you like me, you don't like me, I don't care.
Yeah.
He is awesome. Like, he's another person that, like, David Bowie and Whitney and all them, like, just did him, like, did what he does best. And he didn't care what other people thought about him.
Yeah.
And that's what I think just makes someone so great.
I think that's just something that we kind of have to learn when you see someone like that die, that you need to take kind of their attitude on life. Like, he honestly had a good life, had a good career, and he didn't care what other people thought of him, even though he wore purple and people speculated that he was gay and he never came out.
Yeah.
If he was gay, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
He was very talented, and R.I.P.
Yeah, and do you remember when you heard your first Prince song? Because I do. Remember my mom blaring some Purple Rain.
I mean, I respected Prince as an artist. I'm not going to be on the internet being like, oh my god, RIP to Prince. Like, it's a very sad, he was obviously a very good artist. I took it hard when, you know, Whitney and Michael died, but I didn't take this one as hard.
Yeah.
Where were you when you found out that Prince died?
At work.
I was at work, too.
Yeah.
But when it happened, let me tell you, because I am so overdramatic.
Yeah.
So, I work at Panera Bread, so I'm up front, and I'm helping one of the associates getting pastries or something. This lady comes in, like, she is just all over the place, and she goes, oh my god! Like, you would have thought, like, her and Prince were best friends. Oh my god, Prince died! And I'm just a loud person in general. I was like, oh my god, Prince died!
What?
And so I texted my stepmom. Because she's a giant Prince fanatic. So she calls me right after. I'm over here chopping bacon. So this is like this is a really good job. So I'm chopping bacon. She calls me. She's like, oh my god, Prince died? You wouldn't.
Crying?
Yeah, she's like on the verge of tears. She's like, you wouldn't believe what song I was just working out to when you texted me that. And I was like, what? Musicology. It's like, well, it's a sign. He obviously came to you through your iPhone and said this is happening.
That's
isn't
freaking
that crazy?
Awesome. I remember I was
that
like...
That was a 5-minute span, that whole story.
Oh.
That, when all that happened, it was just 5 minutes. It sounded like a lot longer, but it was only 5 minutes.
I was at work, and I remember, because I blare, like, podcasts all day in my headphones, and I heard...
the whole entire, you know, office?
No.
They don't appreciate that.
They don't appreciate right. that. But I was like... And then I don't know how, because usually I just tone everybody else out, but I heard Prince died, and I was like, and I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, Prince died. Check TMZ. And it was literally 19 minutes. It had only been on TMZ.
That was disgusting that I just did.
I
swallowed so much snot. Oh, my God.
Welcome back to Not So Sober Thoughts.
Episode 15.
But, yeah, anyway, yeah. So, RIP. Rest in peace. Well, I only have one other current event, then I've got something a little fun. So, I went on trendingnow or something.com.
Mm-hmm.
And
reliable source.
And we usually don't talk politics, but
oh god,
I just want to bring up one thing.
Oh god,
and
about Hillary.
It has to do with Hillary, but it's not really about. I don't know how to explain it. Anyway,
good
so
Lord,
Ted
okay.
Cruz, you're familiar with him, the Republican candidate that's not gonna win, hasn't had a chance. He had made an ad, and it's like a video ad. You should watch it. It's basically it like, I don't know how to describe it. It's about Hillary, but it's also, like, bashing Trump, and it, like, makes Hillary mute. Like, she doesn't talk the whole time. It makes her look really creepy. But the ad is so stupid, and it's gone. Like, everybody's, like, seen it. Like, a lot of people are talking about it. And I don't think it does anything good for him. Like, I probably should let you watch it before we started this.
Yeah, because I don't have any insight on it, but, I mean, I feel like politics are just so immature when they do stuff. Like, you're a grown-ass adult.
Yeah, like, focus on the issues. Don't just, I know they're trying to, like, put ads out to bash. Like, don't bash the other person. It doesn't make me want to vote for him at all. I didn't do any justice. It was like, because the whole time they were talking, and Hillary was like, well, they want a trusted candidate. And Hillary's like, and then they're like, who's that? And it's like, Ted Cruz. And I'm like, no. Well, I don't trust you, Ted.
Just in case anyone cares about my views on politics, mm-hmm. I think they're all garbage.
Yeah, Megan does not support either side, really.
Right now, honestly, I don't know who I'm going to vote for, because it's just, what the hell is our country came to? I don't know.
I'm a Democrat, so I'll vote for any Democrat that comes through, but I'm a Hillary supporter. So if you want to tune away...
Unsubscribe.
Dead unsubscribe. I'm not like a huge one, but just like I think the Democrats have a better view of what's going on. All right.
Everyone has their personal opinion.
Ted Cruz, you need to go away. Okay. Anyway, let me pull up. So I'm doing another little snippet on Get to Know Megan and Amanda.
Okay.
And I thought we could do a quick little Never Have I Ever. Five finger.
Well, the people that are listening aren't going to be able to see your fingers.
Oh, well, then we'll just say we're putting down a finger when we say it.
So or you can just say your name.
So I'll say Amanda. What if I put it? Okay, we'll do that. Do you want to do one that's like more raunchy or a safer one?
I mean, if it's raunchy, can we keep it PG at least until we get later on in the episodes and people actually care about us?
Well, let's do the one that's not as bad, because the other one was like a little too raunchy. Okay, so here we go. Five fingers up. Let's do this thing.
All right.
Never have I ever finished an entire Jawbreaker. Neither of us put a finger down, by the way. Never have I ever kissed someone on the first date. No. I don't think either of us have ever been on a real date.
No, because all the boys that we've ever dated sucked.
Never have I ever skipped school. Amanda.
Megan.
Oh, shoot. I clicked something. Never have I ever... Give me 1 second.
God, Amanda.
Never have I ever fallen asleep in a movie theater. Amanda.
Megan, yeah, I definitely have. During The Martian. Isn't that horrible? It was a really good movie. The parts that I saw.
I fell asleep in Star Wars, which is like supposed to be amazing.
It is Star Wars.
Never have I ever done something I regret.
Megan.
No regrets. Probably, but I don't know. Yeah, Amanda, let's just be for real. So we both have two fingers up still. Never have I ever had a close brush with death.
Megan.
When?
I almost got hit by that car.
Oh, yeah.
I have had many near-death experiences. That should be a whole episode.
Oh, my God. Let's do it. Okay, that was weird.
You're lucky that I'm still alive here on episode 15.
Okay, I'm not going to do that one.
When I die, are you going to write a book about me?
Yeah.
All right.
Just leave me a memoir.
Okay.
This is not us, but can I just read this one? Never have I ever been to church and a gay bar on the same day.
No.
Never have I ever peed my pants in public.
Just a little bit. Just a little pee.
You're done. That's Megan. We're done. That was fun. We should do that one, like, every once in a while, because there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Now you get to know us a little bit better. Megan has peed her pants in public.
Just a little bit. Just when you laugh a little too hard sometimes.
God!
But I'm the kind of person that laughs at, like, everything. Like, I can make you feel like you're a comedian. If I laugh at you, you're probably not funny.
Yep, that's why I keep her around.
Alright.
Alright, tell them what we're gonna do today.
Today, what's the month? Oh, we're in April. It's almost May, so... I mean, if we're shooting back to, like, a year and a half ago, me and Amanda were in college. We were finishing up our finals for our last term of college. So, I mean, people are experiencing that right now, or they're getting ready to go into college. So, what we want to do today, we want to talk a little bit about college. Yeah. We did it. It took us a little bit longer than, you know, some people, but we made it. We graduated. We got degrees.
Yeah, girl.
So, we kind of want to give advice or... let people know what to expect on when going to college for, you know, those upcoming freshmen. And then maybe some of you guys that already graduated or went to college for a little bit, you guys can kind of reflect on it, laugh about it.
Mm-hmm. There's so much that we both know because we both went to undergraduate. And
yeah.
We both went, actually, another half a semester, too.
Yep, together.
Yeah, so.
Hand in hand.
Get ready. Oh. We just grabbed hands for the listeners that can see us. All right, do you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So I guess my biggest thing, one thing that I will never regret doing, mm-hmm. is living in the dorms my first year.
Same.
And going mm-hmm. in blind.
Yes, don't go with a friend.
No.
Like, even if your friend lives down the hall, that's cool, but you should live with people you don't know. It's a great experience.
Yeah, because you definitely get to meet more people this mm-hmm. way. And then your friend that did go to college with you, you guys can make friends separately mm-hmm. and join those friends together, and you got a giant squad.
Yeah, we know people that did that, and it worked out really well for yeah. them. But you're also, I mean, when you're taking that chance, you're also going to get some roommates like Megan that she didn't, like, really like or whatever, but you're going to learn to deal with that. And you have to learn to deal with that.
We're not talking about Lauren. Lauren's
probably, not Lauren, sorry.
Lauren's one of our best friends, and I actually roomed with her my freshman year when I went in blind. And luckily, we, last minute, I was like, you got to room with me, because the girl that we were rooming with, I went to college the week before everyone else went, just because I went to some camp. The girl that was there with me was crazy. She was crazy.
Yeah, she was okay in the beginning.
You didn't see her week one.
True. She loved me once we were friends.
Eventually I was like, hey, Lauren, we should just room together.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay. Because four people lived in our dorms. We had a quad. So it was like two rooms and a meeting area in the mm-hmm. middle and then a bathroom. So me and Lauren stayed together and now we're best friends. And, you know, it worked out. And then the other two people that roomed with me, one of them dropped out within the first week. The other one went batshit crazy. And then the other one came in and replaced the one that dropped out. And then we just never saw her.
Yeah, but she's still, like, technically in your room that whole year?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What the hell? She, like, left. And then I had a roommate that actually she knew from high school.
Mm-hmm. So it was one of my friends.
And she ended up, like, moving out a couple weeks out, like, she was, like, still in our room, so I got a whole room to myself. So, yeah. I mean, and then the other two roommates I had are, like, my best friends still to this day.
So, I mean, sometimes it works mm-hmm. out, sometimes it doesn't, but going back to the people that you know when you go to college, just don't room with them. It's just never a good mm-hmm. idea. Obviously, I went with two of my best friends at the time from high school, mm-hmm. and, I mean, now we're just kind of acquaintances, which is sad, but it happened. Mm-hmm. We made different friends, and I hadn't seen them in months, and we graduated side by side together. So I have two graduation pictures, one from high school, one from college, mm-hmm. in the same maroon gown, and, I don't know, it's a pretty cool moment.
It's cool. Yeah, so go in blind, and it's going to be the best experience, hopefully, of your life.
Yeah.
I have, first on the list is applying to college.
Ugh.
Some tips.
It's like applying to jobs.
Yeah, I know a lot of people say apply to, like, 10 different colleges, but it's expensive because you have to pay a fee. Do you remember that? Every time you apply.
Yeah, it's like $75.
Yes, and depending on the college, it can go up. I know when we went to Central, it was, like, $75. But, so I only applied to two colleges. I took my chances. I would say don't apply to more than five. Pick your top five, be reasonable, and actually think, could I get into this place?
That and, like, I had some friends that were applying to, like, U of M. The amount of things that you had to do on the application mm-hmm. was crazy. Like, they had to sit down for, like, a solid 2 hours and apply because they had to write essays and stuff.
Uh-uh. For Central, I was like,
they were like, click.
No way.
All right, good to go.
But just, if you can, do it as soon as advanced as you can, because I think I was a little bit of a late bloomer. I applied, I want to say, like, in early October, and I got accepted in November. But you want to get it done, the sooner the better, because if not, then they could be on the waiting list if they're already kind of full. So I'd suggest, if you're going to apply soon, and then make sure you're really thorough with everything, and get that GPA up.
Yeah, I mean, I guess when applying to colleges, too, don't get stuck on the college that you're going to.
Yes.
You need to really, like, research mm-hmm. and look to see, like, the major that you're planning on going into, if it's, like, a credible school. Like, if you're mm-hmm. going to get out of school and they'll be like, oh, yeah, well, that's a really good broadcasting school. Mm-hmm. That's a really good business school. Just don't go to U of M because you're like, I like the football team.
Yeah, yeah. And you need to be realistic about what you want to do in life. You actually have to sit down and think, because that is a big thing, because some schools are more targeted towards, like, nursing or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you're like, oh, let's go in and think, then I would suggest if you're going to do that, then go to community college for a little bit.
Ugh, yeah.
Which, it sucks. My mom said I should do that, and I didn't. And I'm grateful I didn't. But if you're really, really, really unsure, community college is probably
the way. We'd probably still be in college if we went to community college, though.
I know, sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, cool.
Mine is, the major that you pick freshman year most likely won't be the major that you graduate with, but, you know, some people, that's not the case, like Amanda, but I changed.
I stuck it through.
When I went to Central, I went there in mind of a fashion degree, and then I got in, and then I was like, I'll do broadcasting, and then I was like, oh, I'll do marketing, and I realized I sucked at math and couldn't get through finance or accounting, mm-hmm. So I was like, I'll do advertising, and that's what I stuck with. Still not using my degree, but, you know.
I got one. Yeah. I think it's fine to switch it up if that's really what you think. Like, if you're like, fuck, I don't know. Like, because there's tons of time where you take a class and you're like, this is not for me. Because you're going to think you want this and then you're going to go into it. I had a lot of that towards the end of broadcasting, which was the worst thing for me because I couldn't get into some of my classes, my core ones. And I was like, I don't want to do this.
Well, I think that when you're taking classes your freshman year, you definitely don't want to target like your major classes, if that mm-hmm. was the major that you like, you think you want to do this, I think you should kind of do a lot of, yeah, like your UPs, your general ed classes, mm-hmm. so that so way you stupid, get like an arrangement of classes, and you kind of really feel like what you like.
Yeah, I was saying, like, it's so stupid they make you take so many of those things.
Yeah, but I think in a sense for some kids, they go to college and they don't know what they exactly want to do, or they go to college, they think they know they want to do something, and then they're like, oh, I don't really like this.
Yeah, no, just...
College is just such a weird...
Taking two English classes, though?
Yeah.
Give us one.
And the English class is such a joke.
I failed it the first time.
Okay.
Well, not failed it, but, like, by BCA standards, you had to get a B in most of your classes, and I got a C. So I had to retake English 101. There you go. Fun fact.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's yours?
Let's see what I got. Knowing what to bring when you're packing for your first time. Don't bring your whole damn closet. It's not going to fit. I can promise you those dorm rooms are teeny if you are staying in a dorm room. Even apartment, most of the time you can't fit everything.
And so, most likely, if you're like Amanda, you'll find a friend that has clothes that you like better, and you'll just borrow her clothes instead.
I'm not going to lie. When I came to college, I had no clothes to, like, go out. So I was in Megan's closet every weekend. So, yeah, just be mindful of what you're going to bring because you are more than likely going to share a room with another girl or boy, mm-hmm. and you want to have, like, enough room for everybody's stuff. So,
right.
And, like, think if you're going to go home for winter break, you can just pack those clothes later on. Most people are considerate, but I know a lot of people, like, dang, brought moving trucks in.
Yeah, because what do we have? We had a closet, and you got to share the closet, and then you had
one dresser,
and then it's like, mm-hmm. you get, those dressers are so, like, the drawers are so tiny.
Yeah.
They're so tiny. Or you can always get, like, things to organize your dorm room. They mm-hmm. have tons of inexpensive things at Target and Walmart. And always check out Pinterest, because there's always creative ways that you can figure out how to, you know, stuff your shit in your dorm room where mm-hmm. it looks decent and you're not, like, too much clutter, you're not going to be able to study. It's mm-hmm. just physically impossible.
Mm-hmm.
It's too distracting.
Yeah. So, that's a good little tip.
College isn't like what you see in the movies. At all.
What do you think? Just because it's, like, drinking and, like,
Yeah, they always make the parties to be extravagant. They always make the sororities and frats to be, like, the number one thing in college.
They're not.
And then they always make, like, the classes to be in these giant lecture halls where there's, like, this magnificent professor that's either a bitch or, like, life-changing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
you're right.
It's just not how college mm-hmm. is.
Most of the lecture halls, at least at Central, were not that big.
No, there was, like, a couple where you will have lecture halls, and it's not a personal experience, obviously, but
I like those, though. I do.
Yeah, because you will have some classes that's kind of like a high school setting where it's smaller mm-hmm. and...
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, so just.
And you get to know your classmates a lot more, especially when you start getting into the later years.
Mm-hmm.
You just constantly are with the same people.
Yeah, because you make, like, and I made some good friends in there. Mm-hmm. Not, like, forever friends, but, like, just, like, you know what I mean? Like, you enjoy going to class and hanging out with them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, counselors. Let's talk counselors. I freaking hated the CMU counselors. If you are going to plan, like, your four-year degree and you want to get out on time, don't take their advice. At least if you're going to Central, that's how I experienced it, because they were terrible. Like, they would point me at classes that I wouldn't even need, or they would suggest
ones.
You had
a shitty-ass counselor, though, because mine did help
really?
Me.
Really? Yeah. Okay, so tell us your experience, because mine were awful.
Well, like I was saying before, I switched my major 110 times. Mm-hmm. So when it came a time where I was like, I don't want to do marketing anymore because I can't pass the math classes to, you know, the curriculum standard because, you know, a C wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
So I would go to my counselor and she's like, okay, well, you've taken these classes, you got a C. Based on this and based on technically what you enjoy doing, this would be your more ideal major and we can switch some of these classes over. And that's how I got a Bachelor's of Science degree versus a Bachelor's of Arts degree.
Oh, really? Mm. Is that more like a better degree to have a science?
Yeah.
Because I did applied arts.
But, so like, if you, like, really look at my degree, it's, like, craziness. So, it's, like, under journalism, but it's considered a Bachelor's of Science degree, and it's in advertising. So, it's just, like, all over the board.
Everywhere.
I touched a little bit of everything. So.
Yeah, so I guess just, if you're going to do counselors, just study up for yourself as well. That's
yeah.
what I would say.
I mean, you're going to have good ones and bad ones, just like teachers. And if they don't work out for you, just go to someone else.
Yes, if you can. Oh, my God. I didn't even put teachers on there. We'll talk about them in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. What's yours?
Mine is date around. Don't get tied down in your first semester. Which we both did a good job of doing.
We did. We both. Well, I broke away after. Because my boyfriend and I broke up after the first semester and I got to date around. But we should have listened to that advice. That would have been good.
I know. If I could go back and tell my 18-year-old self that. Because mm-hmm. now I'm in this world where I dated somebody seriously for about 4 or 5 years, realized that this is not what I want mm-hmm. anymore. And now I'm in the dating world where it's like, I've never really dated anyone serious other than that person. Mm-hmm. And you're so young. And so then you're just like, what the hell?
Yes, because it's so much easier to date someone in college. Because you can just, like, walk on over, especially, like,
freshman. I like you. Yeah. I like you, too.
Mm-hmm. Or make out at a party and then go on your date. That's how yeah. it usually would start.
Or, you know, they just didn't take you out on dates because the boys our age are just scumbags.
Mm-hmm. I went on 2 dates in college. That was it. Like, legit. Ask them out. Yeah, I was going to say, my next one's meeting new people. Like, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. I was. Thank God I met her. Because she was just like, hi. And, like, introduced herself. And from there, we, like, made a ton of new friends and everything. So, especially, like, I was in marching band. And I met a couple friends through there. But, and don't be afraid. Like, you're probably only going to have a couple, like, really good solid friends. Like, mm-hmm. don't feel like you have to have, like, 15 million friends.
Yeah, it's not high school yeah. anymore. But I guess my biggest thing when I went to college, mm-hmm. my mindset was, this is college. No one knows me. Really.
You like fresh start.
Yeah. You fresh start. And I'm a loud, bubbly person. Not mm-hmm. always bubbly, but I'm a loud person. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to be that when I walk in.
Yeah.
I don't have to sit there and be quiet and wait for people to, like, warm up to me. Who cares if they don't like me? Mm-hmm. Write them off.
Yeah. And I was like that with my roommates. So I remember I was like, I'm going to be living with these girls for a whole year. Mm-hmm. I just went in there and I was, like, loud and bubbly. I think I probably over-talked their ear off, but...
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. Just be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what my biggest thing that I learned from college. Just, like, you just gotta mm-hmm. be yourself.
Follow your heart.
It's really, like, college is, like, something you do to, like, better yourself, get more of an education, and something that you want to perfect and be professional in eventually later on in life. But it's also a place that you gain more social skills, mm-hmm. and you learn how to talk to different types of people.
Yeah. And you really figure out who you are.
Yeah.
You really do.
Or I think when you really figure yourself out is the year after college.
Yeah. You do, like, you kind of know yourself, but then you really, I don't know. The year after college was depressing for me.
Well, you're on your own.
Yeah. It's a whole different ball game, but we should do an episode on that.
Mm-hmm.
That was mine, so what's yours?
Get a job.
Yes. It's, like, the hardest thing. It's, like, everyone doesn't think about when you're in college. Like, I remember I was like, I don't want to think about
Even
it.
Even if you don't need a job and you're, like, living off refund money, which refund money is not free money.
No.
You gotta pay it back.
We're learning that.
But, just get a job. You get extra cash for beer money, whatever you mm-hmm. like to spend your money on, and you learn some responsibility and time management skills. Yeah. And it looks great on a resume.
Mm-hmm. I would suggest even, like my mom said the first 2 years, because I lived in a dorm the first 2 years, that since I was in marching band and like really busy, I didn't get a job, which was actually really good because I was able to spend a lot of time with everyone. And then you did the same thing too, right? Because you didn't get a job to Panera?
Right.
Yeah. And so the last 2 years of college.
But when I went home, I worked at my job.
Yeah, same. Yeah, so in the summer times we worked. But then once you get an apartment and then you want to pay for yourself, yeah, I would totally suggest it. I worked at Staples for 3 years or something.
And it was working fun. At Panera still.
Yeah.
At a different location.
So, yeah, definitely a good tip. Good tip, girl.
Thanks, girl.
Knowing your limits, unlike everything. But majority of what I'm saying, this is alcohol. Because when you go into it, you're obviously probably only gotten drunk maybe a couple times. I'm just kind of generalizing. But
yeah, for some. You could be like me that was not a very good teenager. Yeah. But, your Nana and Dad, if you're listening, please turn off the podcast.
Please turn it off. But like, you're gonna be in a space where you're gonna wanna try a lot of new things and you're gonna meet a lot of new people and you're gonna think, oh, I need to fit in and drink a bunch. And you're going to learn that your body's not going to want to do a lot of that.
Well, I think, in a sense, not just alcohol. It's you need to limit yourself based on, like, you can't be up all night. You can't just be hanging out with. You need to learn, basically, how to say no.
Yep.
Say, no, I don't want this. Mm-hmm. No, I need to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. No, I have to study.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell someone, like I remember all the time I'd be like, let's go out, and she'd be like, no, I want to study.
Yeah.
That was it a lot of the time.
Like, peer pressure is, like, a pretty, like, prominent thing in college, mm-hmm. and you just kind of have to learn that you need to say no.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to stand up to people.
Especially if you don't feel comfortable. I remember, like, when we would be at a party, a lot of the times I'd be like, no. Just because that's just not something that I was comfortable with at the time, but definitely a good...
And you definitely, you will get exposed to things that you don't want to do. Like, I've had people come up to me, like, hey, you want to smoke this? Like, no, I don't do that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want that. So, yeah, they're going to judge you for, like, a second, but who cares?
And boys will just come up and be like, especially if you're at a party and try to dance with you. If you don't want to dance with them. You. Yes, it's just disgusting. Grab you. Tell them no.
No, no, no.
Okay, what's yours?
Make a friend in every class. At least one friend. This is why. Because if you miss a class, you have that person to fall back on. And you also have someone that will also know the due dates and when your tests are.
Can I just remind you that I had a class with Megan and I was that person.
Yeah.
That girl skipped class all the time.
But you got to make a friend. And Amanda was in two of my classes. And if you need to take a nap, Amanda was there taking notes for me. So...
God, I was your little note worm.
Yes, because when you have, what was it, like an 8 a.m., 9 a.m. class where we
watched movies.
We watched silent films. I was out. We stood, like, it was in theater seats, and I would just fall back and just fall straight asleep.
Oh, should we stop the camera?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to pause for a second.
We'll be back, all right? All right.
Hey, girl.
All right, welcome back.
Hello, sorry about that, guys.
We just got so caught up in college years. You know, we live in our youth.
We do live in our youth. Okay. Was that yours, the last one?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
Talking about having friends and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Friends. Friends are the best. Ways to stay fit in college. Because, actually, I did pretty well for this my first couple of years. Towards the end, not so much. But, just, like, always do, like, an activity that you can do. Like, obviously, you're going to burn more calories because you're, like, walking around campus and stuff. But I had marching band, and I would always, like, Monday through Friday, my brother would pick me up. We'd work out for an hour every day. Like, just work out. Because that food in the cafeteria is not going to be, like, a good food. More than likely.
Like, the first... Freshman year, I gained the freshman 500, then I lost it with mono, and then I worked out all the time, and then we referred to that as...
Auschwitz Megan.
I got really skinny. And then I kind of just gained it all back, and now I'm... I mean, it's a constant battle.
Yeah.
It's weight.
Yeah.
Especially in college, because you're just eating like crap, because you're going out... And you're just having a good time. You don't really care. You're drinking. And then on top of drinking, you're usually hungry after that. Like, it's just, like, you got to really learn how to balance. And then if you're sleep deprived, it's just...
Yeah.
It's not a good mix.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water. Yeah, we drink a lot, too. And when you're hungover, too, you want to freaking eat, like, a cow. So...
Yeah, it's like your stomach expands.
Yes.
And it's like, I could eat everything in this pantry. And I don't even care. Don't even judge me. Don't even look at me.
Yes. So work out if you can at least 3 days a week. That's what I would suggest.
Yeah, and a lot of the colleges, I don't know about the big ones because we didn't go to a very big college, but our gym plan was like, free because we already paid tuition. I think mm-hmm. U of M and maybe State, you have to pay for it, but it's not a huge fee. It's, like, something even smaller than, like, your average gym.
Yeah.
Like, I pay, like, $30 a month now. I think it was even cheaper than that.
Yeah, I go to Planet Fitness, so it's, like, 10, but still. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think, didn't ours have free classes? I never took them. But.
Yeah, they did. They have tons of free stuff that you could do. I actually mm-hmm. had a friend, Brittany Walls, who actually has a new bouncing baby boy, Wyatt. Holla, if you Hello. Listen. But she actually did her own bicycling class.
Yeah. Yeah, so get yourself in the gym. That's yep. my best advice I can
and
give
just,
you.
And just, you know, pick the healthier items versus all the pizza and all the crappy foods that they
yeah.
offer.
Yeah, because at ours they had pizza every day.
Every day. And every cheeseburgers.
Day. Every day. Every weekend, too. Like, the weekend would be the worst.
Yeah, but I think they do a pretty good job now of offering healthier options. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. After we left, it was like, okay.
Yeah. You're like, oh, shit.
I'm going to hall pass for that.
Yeah. All right. Mine is get a planner.
Yes. Oh, my God,
it's
yeah.
going to save you.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have to write everything down. For a little bit, you'll get lazy and be like, I don't need to write that down. But it really helps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least keep it in your purse. Just get a small one or put it in your bag, your backpack, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of make a conscious effort. And then,
right, yeah.
even if you don't like the physical, like, writing it down, you can always put it in your phone.
Yeah, yeah. Nowadays, they have a little reminders thing,
And
right?
Google's really good about that, too. Google has, like, a calendar, and it will transfer to all your devices, and it'll even send you reminders and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, and I would say that with that, I made a lot of to-do lists.
Yeah.
A lot. So that way, I just have, like, and I put it on my desk or something,
mm-hmm.
and I just always have it there, so.
Just keep your desk organized.
Because there's always going to be some, sorry, there's, like, a hair stuck in my necklace.
She just ripped it out of her scalp.
But I'd always just keep it there. I don't remember what I was even saying, but oh, because you're always gonna forget about like a pay. I know there's like 10 million times I've been like, shit, that paper is due tomorrow mm-hmm. or something, because they tell you like weeks in advance thinking that you'd write it, but you wouldn't.
Yeah,
so yeah, cool, that's a good one. Fun things to do with new friends. Like at our college, there was not a lot to do, especially when you're underage, so you couldn't go to the bars and stuff. But like with my roommates and stuff, we'd always like, we'd go to the park or like walk around. I'm trying to think.
So much fun.
Like just not, like,
why was I not invited?
You came to the park with us.
Once.
You guys would always be like, eh, we're watching TV.
Ah, nah, good.
Just think of fun things you could do. I'm like, at our college, are, like, it was not much, but I feel like at most colleges, they're like, especially ones like U of M or whatever, they have
activities. Yeah. We would have main stage, which was really cool.
Never been.
Nope, she never went to that, but they gave out so much free stuff.
I know.
So that's another thing. Like, always go to these events because they give out so much free swag or coupons
mm-hmm.
or, like, anything around campus. Or I
oh,
got,
that's
like,
so true.
I got free, like, hairsprays, and I use those year-round, and I keep them in my purse
mm-hmm.
just to touch up when we went out.
Yeah, because I worked at the radio station, too, and we would always go to those events, and you'd give out tons of free stuff.
Yeah, and free food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was always there.
The coupons are always really good at those things, too, because they're always, like, buy one and, like, get another one for free. And then, like, me and Lauren would always go to something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, we would split whatever the entree was that we would actually have to pay for it. And then we got, like, two things for, like,
$2. Yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah. You know, budgeting.
You need to do that in college, that's for sure.
Mine is avoid taking your laptop to class even if you don't need it.
Oh, yeah, I never did.
It's such a huge distraction. Yeah, because
mm-hmm.
some of the classes I obviously didn't need my
mm-hmm.
laptop, but I took it anyway, and I wouldn't listen to the whole entire lecture.
There's people that sat on, I swear, every class they went to, they sat on their computer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the point where the teachers were like, put it away, because I know you're not using it for
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Because some people would act like they're taking notes. Taking notes on a laptop is so much harder than just writing it down.
Yeah, I prefer writing it down. I think it puts it more to memory, too, as
mm-hmm.
well. Yeah, so, because I never had a fancy Mac, so I never logged that janky old thing to class.
Well, I mean, I think Macs have their benefits.
Yeah, they do. They're way better than PCs, let's be real.
Yeah.
Okay. How to stay up to date on your homework. We already put to-do lists, sorry to that, but Blackboard. I feel like a lot of schools use Blackboard.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not familiar with it and you get to school, make sure you kind of know what you're doing, because it, like, a ton of stuff teachers are going to put that where you, like, have to submit papers or you have to, like, submit homework assignments on there. So make sure
you're familiar. But you can also do a thing, too, with Blackboard if your college is using it, mm-hmm. that it corresponds with your email. And then you can have your email sent to your phone. So it has constant reminders coming at you.
Yeah.
That's what I had to do.
Yeah, so I would suggest just kind of learning Blackboard and its in and outs.
And Blackboard, a lot of online courses are on Blackboard. Online courses, it takes a special person to do online courses.
They're hard.
Just a heads up, it's not something, well, some of the classes, honestly, you could do all on the day that everything's due, but it's a lot of work if you do that. And you don't learn anything. So I think for someone who works all the time, I had to use, like, the online system. But if you ask me what I learned in those courses, absolutely nothing. I just did it just so I could get through
it. Yeah. Like, I only did one online course, but we had a weekly, like, get-together, and he would, like, teach us or whatever, and that was awesome. But if it's something like that, maybe it'll be a little bit better. But, yeah, online courses, you're going to be like, oh, this is going to be so easy. And some people are good. Like, I think Chloe did really well in hers, but...
Yeah, but Chloe's Chloe.
Chloe is Chloe.
Mine is find a professor that will strengthen your skill and stay connected with them.
Yes. I totally agree with that.
Because you will have one professor that you're, like your favorite professor that kind of, like, changed the game for you.
And you're going to, like, go back. And you're always going to want to have, like, a professor, too, to write you, like, letters of recommendation and stuff like that. So make sure, like, especially one in your field.
Yeah. Who is yours?
I can't remember. I don't think. Oh. I think Sutterfield, maybe.
Yeah, he was good. Mine was Bill Barr.
Oh. Who was that?
He was new. He worked in Chicago for a while for ad agencies and stuff, and then he came in my last year at CMU.
Oh, I remember mine. The sales guy. I can't remember. He was my sales media sales teacher. What up, Pete June? That was his name.
But like 6 months after I graduated, he reached out to me. He's like, hey, I just really needed some, you know, personal opinion from you because you're just such a great art director, and I wanted you to pick out my cover for my new book for CMU.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. That's really cool.
I know. He's doing really well. I really liked him. He definitely got me more inspired to do what I enjoyed doing.
Yeah. Because the one I had, too, where I was like, hey, is it okay if I use your name on my resume? I think his name is still on my resume, Pete June. And he was like, yeah, of course. He's like, what jobs are you applying to? I might be able to reach out and help you out. That's when I was looking for sales jobs. But, yeah. So... find your professor, and you're also going to have a shitty professor. Let's be real. I had probably more than I can count on my hands.
The ones... why...
it what baffles... was that one's name that we both had, but different times? The computer one. I freaking hate her.
Oh.
She was the worst. I called her out in class multiple times.
We almost got her fired. Yeah. She just sucked.
She was horrible.
But when they have professors that barely speak English, and they try to teach you math, that is the most mind-boggling thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, why do you have this professor trying to teach me calculus and I can't even understand what they're saying?
Yeah. I don't know how they got hired because
I'm not trying to be like a bitch about it, but I'm just like, at least, I don't know, let them teach their native tongue. I don't know, but the math is not going to be the one.
Yes. And we also, Chloe and I went to French. We signed up for French class, and it was supposed to be French 101. The easiest French you could take. The lady spoke French the entire time. And I looked at Chloe, and I was like, we have to drop this class.
So maybe they shouldn't teach their native tongue.
Yeah, I don't know. So just be aware if you can get out of those classes in advance.
Yeah, before, you know, you waste your time and money and
grade,
and have to withdraw, and, and it's just a disaster.
Oh, I never had to withdraw, but I almost did from that freaking Africa class. Remember our horror? Rachel and I took an Africa class together. It's called the African Experience, and it was the worst.
I took Latin American Experience.
Was it fun?
No.
But could you understand what the guy was saying?
Yeah, he was cute, too.
Okay, yeah. Ours was like this old
He was like
man.
At least like 25, like our age now.
God. Yeah, don't take Africa.
I went to that class every single Wednesday.
Oh, Lord. was it my turn or your turn?
Your turn.
Okay. I think we kind of already brushed on this, but make sure college is the right choice before you dive right in. A lot of people, I feel like, think they need college, and then they go into it, and then they, like, drop out within the first year. Make sure it's exactly what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I feel like so many people get in there, and then they are, like, overwhelmed. Like
peer pressured to go into it. I was peer pressured to go into it.
Yeah. Like, don't let your parents push you if it's not what you want to do.
Do I regret the whole experience? No.
Yeah. Same.
I have a degree.
But if you don't really need it, then don't pay for it. Like, let's be real.
to go back on the professor thing, mm-hmm. communicate with your professor. If you find that it's going to be a class you're going to kind of struggle in, if you constantly talk with them, they will help you through the class.
Yeah, Megan was big on that. I feel like you, like, always had that relationship.
Yeah. I had a law mm-hmm. class, a media law class. It was so... I love that class. Okay, we're talking about me right now. It was so hard.
Who'd you have? Was it a blonde lady?
No, I had... I don't remember what his name was, but he really helped me out because I was just not good at that class, and I'm not very good at taking tests, and that class was just so hard.
It was hard.
Because they had to curve that class, like,
for everyone. So funny. Yeah.
But, yeah, I definitely talked to him a lot, and then eventually I just couldn't make the cut, and it was, like, the last class I needed before I graduated, and he was like, just write me a paper based on this, and I wrote something about YouTube, and he was like, okay, you passed.
Wow, well, I'm over here slaving with my no card.
I just over here just batted my eyes a couple times, and he was like, just write me a paper, okay?
Damn, wasn't that the same one, though? You kept being like, I need that grade. It was like a whole year you didn't have a grade on there.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Don't go boy/girl crazy when you first get in there. You're going to want to, but, I mean, you're welcome to experience around, but I feel like I hit the nail on the head for that. Like, when I broke up with Josh, it was just like, boy, 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 didn't
tell
care.
Him your number.
I'm not doing that. But just have respect for yourself. Like, don't just go after any dude or, like, bring any guy home. Like, know what you're bringing home. Let's be real.
Know what you're putting in your bed.
You don't want to wake up with someone and be like, who is that?
I got bed bugs.
That never happened to either of us, by the way, but we've known some people that did. So, just be respectful of yourself.
Mine is books. They're so expensive.
Oh my
so
God.
So my thing is wait out a couple weeks when you go to class, see if you're actually going to need the book. Cause if not, don't freaking buy it. Like $300 for a freaking cardboard book.
Yes. And some, like, especially some of the like freshman classes, you did not need those.
No, but if you do buy them, I don't like renting them. I think it's a waste of time.
I never did that. I thought that was
I always forgot about it. So I always just bought mine, and then I just sold them back.
Then you got, like, a third of the price.
So. Yeah, or you can sell them on Amazon.
Yeah, so that's what I did, too, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, books, you just that's a cost you just don't think about, and then it shows up, and it's
you're like, oh, my God.
Especially freshman year books, I felt like we're, like, $800.
Yeah, and I guess insane. When you get, like, school supplies and stuff, too, don't get it from the bookstore.
No,
just
not.
Get it from Walmart.
The bookstore is going to be the most expensive place to get your stuff, by the way. Like,
yeah, Amazon is where it's at when it comes to books.
Okay, I have two more. How many do you have? A couple?
Just two.
Okay. Enjoy the summer before you go into college, because after that, like, you're probably not going to be as close with some of your high school people. Like, not everyone's going to come home and stuff. Like, just enjoy that time with your high school friends, because it's, like, never going to be the same, I feel like, after you go to college. That's how I felt,
well,
at least.
I feel like the friends that...
That are
true friends.
Yeah.
You keep.
Mm-hmm.
And not... That's okay.
But just have fun. Like, don't work too much.
You're exposed to different people throughout your life, and they give you certain pieces of you, and if they don't stay with you, they don't stay with you. Mm-hmm. But it was a fun memory, and you guys had a great time.
Yeah, have fun!
sit up front.
We did that.
I sat up front in every class because I knew I... Even though some classes I sat up front and I still fell asleep.
Yeah.
I am like the queen of like, I can fall asleep anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I pay attention more when I'm up front and I get involved. I was the kind of person, like Amanda would sit there and I'd be like, I would just blab out things.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'd ask the question, be like, Megan, can you please raise your hand?
Yeah. And I'd be like, I would never speak in class. Like, there's a couple, right, bud? But
my thing, like when I learned more when I talked. So like if I like, and blabbing things out, I'm going to remember that a lot more versus me just sitting there. Because I get too easily distracted. If I sit there and say nothing, most likely I'm not listening.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's with everyday life.
I'm that quiet.
Even if I'm, like, talking to you and I'm not really talking and I'm looking at something else, Amanda knows this. I'm probably not listening.
Mm-hmm. Or ten
like
times out of ten.
I hear like snippets and I'm like, yeah, blah blah blah, and you're like, that's not even what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. I do that to Josh all the time. I'm like, oh, okay, I listened to like half that story.
Oh was a good story. You should write it down.
My last and final thing is, when you're applying to colleges, or even afterwards, look for scholarships and all that jazz. I know everyone always says this, and I didn't do that. And another thing, yeah, did you get any?
Nope.
Okay. Well, still, apply, because you never know, because it's freaking expensive. They have them out there
for everybody.
Yeah. Though. And if you think, like, oh, I come from a lower-income family, a lot of the times they give you, like, money just because your parents don't make as much, so they can help you get through college. So yeah, there is opportunities for everyone. I hate when people say, I can't make it because I can't afford it. There is ways. If there's a will, there's a way. Apply for your loans. Like, if you really want this, you can make it happen.
Yeah.
I'm very, I hate when people are like, I can't afford it. Yes, you freaking can.
All right. That's going to be a spike in the podcast. All right. So my last and final one is to remember that college doesn't last forever. Enjoy every moment.
Yeah. You think, when you're in it, you're like, this is never going to end.
It does.
It doesn't. But when you're in it, you're like, I feel like all of us were like, oh,
I can't wait till it's over. Yes.
And then now I'm like, I will go back for a little bit.
Yeah. It'd be different.
Yeah. It would be different. So,
I enjoyed college. I didn't want... enjoyed the social aspect of it, I guess.
Yeah, not the classes.
And, of course, some of the classes that I actually got to do stuff that I actually liked. Mm-hmm. But maybe there's a different way that they could make the program from college a little different.
Mm-hmm. So you're not wasting, like, half of your time. Like, I remember my... that last semester I had was just all freshman classes that I put off.
Yeah, because I feel like some of the classes that you take, it really just doesn't inspire you anymore. Mm-hmm. And you're just like, why am I doing this? Where some classes, you're like, this is actually something that I want to do. So I think, I don't know how they could fix that. Maybe I should have gone to an art institute, but I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, I felt like maybe if they gave us those four core classes, and then people that were still undecided could do their thing.
Yeah.
I don't know, but... Either way, it's a great experience if you go, and we both suggest it.
Yeah. We liked college.
We graduated.
But yeah, do you have anything else to add?
No, I think that's it, girl.
That's it, girl? Yeah. All right. Well, you can follow us on any of our social media sites. We have Instagram and Twitter. It's at Megan and Amanda. Megan's with an H, if you can't find us. Yes. You can also, if you need any advice or need to reach out to us in any way, you can reach us at meganandamanda90@gmail.com. We also have a YouTube channel. It's Not So Sober Thoughts.
Mm-hmm. We both have our own YouTube channels now, too.
Yeah, we do.
Check
mine's
them out.
Mine's Megan Rich Chic. Hers is...
Amanda June.
Oh, I think mine's actually just under my name now, too.
Oh, is
they
it?
Switched everything. So, yeah, it's just Megan Richardson.
Okay, yeah.
And then we have Snapchat, which all the stuff is going to be down below.
Yeah. So just look at it. Oh, yeah. I wanted to give a shout out, too, to all of our Instagram peeps. We've been getting a lot of more followers and stuff, so we really appreciate that, by the way. That's freaking
Thanks
awesome.
Thanks for following
Thanks
us.
Thanks for liking our pictures.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Some of them are just little nasties.
Some throwback Thursdays.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next week with episode 16. You know, we're consistently doing this, and I'm proud of us.
Yes. Yes.
All right, so bye.
Lady, shut up.